around the world. We are the best.
Right corner, Fisher jacks up a three. Good! There it is again, number two for Allie Fisher in this quarter. Here's a drive into the lane, handoff to Drew Brodigan. On the arc to Lessing, he's available. Got it from three-point territory. Backcourt, it goes to Cook up into Gadosh. Pulls up and tries to light it up for three-point land and does. Brooke Gadosh, a 23-footer for Anna.
Join the excitement on scoresbroadcast.com.
Gliding through the lane, off balance, Sherman banked it right in front. Got it to go. Good play by Sherman. He went to work on Bryce Sosbick. Deep right corner, Rayanne Fry. Dribble drive, running one-hander. Banked it in. Nicely done by Rayanne Fry with a second left in the first half. Oh, look at Benjamin go to work. Driving down the left side of the lane. Dipsy do maneuver by Benjamin with the left hand. Wow. A terrific play by Wyatt Benjamin.
Enjoy all those terrific plays on your phone or computer. Follow the Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Rogers comes out to catch, hands off to Gordon. Gordon spots up, launches a three. Good! He hit it from 22 feet. Andre Gordon, line drive, shot, nothing but court. 43-26, it's a track meet right now. Chieftains don't want that. They do not want to run with them. Rebound Gordon, oh, a no-look pass ahead to Bowser. Driving low up, got it.
So many players excel on scoresbroadcast.com.
What a game. Raiders win it by 12. Who's the Clancy's award winner for both clubs?
Well, on the Rushi side, there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go with Cole Tevy. I just thought he was terrific. He's undersized for the position he has to play. That every game that kid comes out and just does an amazing job.
Back to Heron. She lines up a three. It looks like it's good from here. It is. Maria Heron hits another one.
You're going to have trouble beating Rushi when she's getting 26 on you.
Here's Heron all the way down the lane, all the way to the rack. Shovels left hand. Good by Maria Heron. Unstoppable in this game.
I'd like to see her and Andre Gordon go at it.
Superb teams go at it every night.
Ball out to the bringer foul line. One dribble down the lane. She's open all the way to the rack for two. Courtney Bringer deals to Reckerman on the arc. She steps inside it. Jump shot at the buzzer. 18-footer. Got it. Reckerman finished the first half for Minster with a buzzer-beating two-pointer.
Buzzer beaters and perfect passes.
Oh, what a nice wraparound pass. Beautifully done by Cassie Meyer. She got double-teamed, knew somebody had to be open. Threw the ball below the basket along the bottom of the key to Olivia Clark. She was the beneficiary of a fine pass again from Cassie Meyer. Oh, here's a great pass down the floor. Keyshawn Johnson, a 50-foot heave to Kirkner, low on the left. He beat everybody down the court. Caught it as he was going up. Great assist, Keyshawn Johnson. Thrown back out on the plate of Vanessa Winter. Open for 15. Bullseye. Vanessa Winter's on the money.
Money? Enjoy scoresbroadcast.com free of cost. There's no other high school play-by-play internet service like it. We're the radio on your phone.
If you guys enjoy what we do here, and if you enjoy the high school basketball in Shelby County as much as we like bringing it to you, let the sponsors know. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing, you know, because they're not making the money off of us. They're giving us this opportunity to bring these games to you. So if you get a chance, make sure you let these sponsors know how much you appreciate their sponsoring us.
Andy Pierce, middle of the floor, bounce pass, baseline right to Siegel, reverse way up, he sticks it in. Gasson made it happen. He navigated the paint, burning into the lane. Hand off to Gasson, elbow in the left, fadeaway, 12-footer, in! What a shot by Gasson! It's tied up! It's tied up!
Since 2007, 400,000 listeners have been tied up, too, on game nights, listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, looky here! Murphy is in the open area, behind the arc, and he lofts it along, triple for Jackson Center. Got it! At the buzzer! Wow! What a shot. Evan Burning lofted it in. Long three. The ball was delivered to him chest high. A good place to receive it. Catch and shoot right away. And he pumped it in, beating the horn. And the Redskins are up 7-30-23 at the end of three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good evening to all of you. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee here at Garbery Gym on the campus of Pickwell High School. And we've got a doubleheader for you. Boys, Division 4, sectional action Game 1 featuring Fairlawn and Botkins. The Fairlawn Jets, the number 2 seed against the Botkins Trojans. Botkins, a team Fairlawn beat twice in the regular season, Chuck. Really wasn't easy. The two final scores a bit misleading. In the game at Botkins, the Trojans trailed by just 3 heading into the fourth. This could be a night of the Lessing and Bergman show. Nate at just under 30 a game. Luke Bergman for the Botkins Trojans, over 23 per contest.
Well, that's going to be fun to watch. It should be quite a shootout. And, you know, I mean, Botkins comes into the tournament every year. Their record is usually around 500. But they get themselves so ready to play. They are so well coached. And they are never an easy out in this tournament.
No, in fact, Botkins has pulled off some major surprises. I can remember several years ago, Botkins nipped Jackson Center. It was back, I think, about 2008 or 9. Jackson Center was a clear-cut favorite. Botkins knocked them off. Brett Meyer's team, very capable of doing it. In fact, the Fairlawn Jets were a little fearful at the draw. Didn't expect to play Botkins. Botkins moved into a slot in a bye opposite Fairlawn, meaning should the Jets win, which they did, they'd get Botkins in round 2. It happened. Botkins would just as soon play any of the seeded teams in the second round, or I should say would prefer to play Fairlawn as opposed to any of the other seeded teams in the second round. Botkins only 1-11 in the Shelby County League, 8-14 overall in the year. Fairlawn Jets 20-3 after a first-round triumph here in the tournament. Of course, Fairlawn finished second in the Shelby County League with a mark of 9-3. The objective for both teams, much the same here tonight. Give Bergman support for Botkins, give Lessing support for Fairlawn.
Yeah, no doubt about it. If you look at with Botkins, they have got to score some points tonight because Fairlawn is a high-scoring basketball team. On the other side of the floor, you got the only thing that really kind of scares you about Fairlawn in the games we've seen, they tend to get in some foul trouble.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they're not quite as deep. I'm going to assume that Nick Brodigan is going to play tonight. He did not play in their first round game.
Yeah, right.
And as a point guard, he really kind of makes them go. You know, kind of the rudder of the ship, so to speak. But Nate Lessing is the man. I mean, he's as good a basketball player as I've seen in years.
And he's the one man that Fairlawn can ill afford to get in foul trouble early on, because then the Jets might sink unless the other team Fairlawn is playing is just not very sharp. Fairlawn would have to play mighty good defense, but, boy, Lessing's 29.5 points a game, mighty tough to replace with 2 or even 3 Fairlawn Jet players.
Exactly. That's an awful lot of points. And the thing is, it just always looks so effortless. He's not one of these flashy guys that stands out there and bombs three-pointers. But he gets into the lane, and he calls for the ball, and he gets mismatches. And he scores in traffic as well as anybody I've watched.
Head coach Justin Tidwell of Fairlawn has done a very good job. He's developed a club around Nate Lessing. A year or 2 years ago, it was Nate Lessing in the scorebook, and you really disregarded everyone else. But other key performers, in fact, 5 or 6 young men can drop double digits on you in support of Nate Lessing. Fairlawn, a much more well-rounded team here in 2017 than a year ago and 2 years ago.
Right. I mean, Nick Brodigan, we talked about him. Cody Kirtner can score. Keyshawn Johnson is a very, very good defender and has the ability to score some points. Then you look at Luke Hickman at 6'4", very good three-point shooter. And Drew Brodigan has had some really good basketball games, 6'3 junior, down the stretch here in the season.
Fairlawn Jets got 32 from Nate Lessing in the regular season, 62-47 triumph against Botkins, and got 25 from Nate Lessing in the 52-39 triumph against Botkins. That game was 33-30 at the end of 3 quarters. The first meeting, which wound up 17, was 10 at the end of 3 periods. And Bergman for Botkins nailed 20 and 15 in the 2 games, respectively. The Botkins Trojans did get double digits in 1 game from Cole Butcher. He dropped in 10 points in 1 contest, or I should say Ethan Butcher, the 5'10 junior. He had 8 in the other game did Ethan. And Spencer Euchre, the 6'1 sophomore, also had double digits in one of the two games. Bergman is a senior. Luke Bergman, a senior. Alex Bergman, a senior. And as you look down this Botkins roster, Chuck, just two seniors, a lot of experience back, although you do lose the 23 points a game that you've got from Bergman. Of course, Lessing graduates at Fairlawn, too. Eventually, you've got to cycle a new crop of players in. But head coach Brett Meyer next year will begin the season with experience at every position but one.
Yeah, and that makes a big difference. And there are times where people step up. You know, you're a role player when you got a Lessing or a Bergman on your team. You're kind of a role player. And then as you become the man, that's when people expect you to step up and take care of business. And that's what's going to happen for both these teams next year if they're going to be successful.
You hit on something a few minutes ago. Fairlawn Jets, a pretty high-scoring club. They have blown out, especially at the Fairlawn Gym, a number of non-league opponents this year with 80-point or better outings. Botkins did limit Fairlawn to 64 and 52 in the two regular season meetings. I think Botkins has got to keep it down in the low 50s at tops here in this game tonight.
Right. I think that I don't know if they can score more than that, and I think you're probably right. They'd be anything in the 50s, and they'll probably be pretty happy. They'll probably be a pretty good basketball game.
We'll be very curious to see how head coach Brett Meyer defends Coach Tidwell's Fairlawn Jets led by Nate Lessing.
Well, you know, I would come out, I would probably zone them, but the problem with zoning them is not only can Lessing shoot in and get into the middle of a zone, but Luke Hickman at 6'4 can shoot over top of the people that they're going to put in his area. So, you know, if they can match up, I think I'd want to match up. But, you know, and if you flip the thing around, when Keyshawn Johnson's out there on the floor, even if he's not guarding you, you better be aware of him because he is sneaky, and he has the quickest hands of anybody I've seen this year.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised if Brett Meyer didn't test Fairlawn's outside shooting with at least some zone defense.
Oh, I think you're right. And, I mean, another thing you might see is the box and one. We saw teams have some success against Gordon from Sydney with a box and one. And you got somebody that's that good. Sometimes you just need to, if you can take them out, it kind of hurts the psyche of the other players on the team.
Exactly. This is the first game of two here tonight. Jackson Center and Covington to follow. That tip-off will be at approximately 7:30. We'll go offline between games for about 10 minutes, then return with a short pregame at about 7:20 p.m. in advance of the tip of Jackson Center and Covington. The two winners here tonight will come back on Friday evening at 7 for the upper bracket sectional championship here at Piqua. Jack and Chuck here on scoresbroadcast.com. We're on the web tonight online thanks to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star at 175 North Stolly in Sydney, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. In addition, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for even more savings at goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. The in-between underwrites our pregame. It's south of Botkins. The food's not in-between. It's out of this world. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a good long look. Thanks to Primary Eye Care. On the web at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495, 492-9495. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum on board with us since last March when they joined scoresbroadcast.com during the basketball tournament. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. And gratitude as well to Adams Tech Solutions in Anna, offering on-time high-tech computer solutions plus a number of customized promotional items available too through Adams Tech Solutions. Pens, mugs, t-shirts, all can be customized at Adams Tech Solutions in Anna. And in addition, on-time computer service, always prompt, Adam Rice, Adams Tech Solutions. And Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions, Wells Brothers, Inc., in Anna. Barker Insurance, for multiple years now, the number one most valued agency in the area, customizing auto, home, farm, business, and life insurance programs for you. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, that's for sure. Located north of Sydney, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one is Barker Insurance at 492-1857, 492-1857. Lineups and the tip-off up next. Fairlawn, Botkins, Piqua, Boys Sectional on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274. Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Starting lineups being introduced. Very good crowd, Chuck, filing in on a rainy Friday night, or I should say Tuesday night. Looking forward.
I wish it was Friday night.
Yeah, looking forward to Friday. The winner of this game will come back on Friday to meet the winner of contest number 2 tonight between Jackson Center and Fairlawn, or I should say Jackson Center and Covington. Fairlawn and Botkins here this evening. Jets have been introduced. They are out on the floor at the moment. The Fairlawn opening five features Drew Brodigam. Drew, 6'3", a junior, along with Luke Hickman, 6'4", and a junior. Two underclassmen right there for the Jets who return next year. Also starting Nick Brodigam, 6'2", a senior. Cody Kirtner, 6'1", a senior. And Nate Lessing, 6'3" tall and a senior. Just under 30 points a game for Lessing. Fairlawn attired in the blue with white numerals, white trim. Botkins opening five being introduced to our right. Spencer Euchre, 6'1", sophomore player at a wing. Bryce Metz, 5'11", sophomore out front. Luke Bergman in the middle. Big Luke shows up here in the program as being 6'1" tall. I'm not sure that's correct.
Luke Hickman?
No, Luke Bergman.
He looks bigger than that.
Yeah, that's an error.
Yeah.
Luke Bergman's every bit of, 6'5", 6'6"?
I would say he's, let's get him next to somebody that we know how tall they are.
Well, no, maybe he is only about 6'2 or 6'3". Alex Bergman is 6'1". That's where I'm wrong. Alex is just 6'1". Ethan Butcher, 5'10", and a junior rounding out the Bodkin starting five. Opening tip to start the game, won by Fairlawn. Bodkin's in the home white, black numbers trimmed in gold. Here's a long cross-court pass by Fairlawn, caught in the right corner by Kirtner. Into the middle of Lessing. He's double-teamed, triple-teamed. Nearly raked away by Bodkins, but Fairlawn controls. Hickman, baseline left to Luke Bergman. Back to Hickman. He guns a three ball. Deep left corner. It hit the rim three times. No good. Rebound is in. Lessing stuck it in. He was decked to the floor as he put the ball through, and he's at the free throw line with an and one.
Well, they came out in the 2-3 zone, and a good ball movement that time. Got a good shot. Hickman got a good look at it, and he did not put a body on Lessing coming from the backside rebound.
Free throw, Nate Lessing, swish. 3-0 in favor of the Fairlawn Jets. Bodkin's Trojans bring it down the right side of the floor. On the bounce is Spencer Euchre. As the Bergmans, Alex and Luke, set up at the elbows left and right. Ball thrown right corner to Alex. Alex hangs on, looks inside. A lot of activity in the paint. Bodies moving. Foul called. Contact made. Offensive away from the action against Bodkins.
Yeah, they called an illegal screen. I didn't see it, but he was emphatic about it. There wasn't any complaining.
Foul Bryce Metz of Bodkins. 3-0 Fairlawn leads. Bodkins Trojans played the Jets pretty well during the regular season. You wouldn't have thought Bodkins won just once in 12 Shelby County League games if you had looked closely at the progress of the two meetings Bodkins had with Fairlawn. Bodkins was in both games after 24 minutes. Here's a driving shot in the lane on the run. Fairlawn missed it, no good. Left short by Nick Brodigam. Rebound down to Bodkins. Nick missed the last game with the flu bug. He's on the floor here tonight. Dribbling through the lane, Luke Bergman tries to dump it down low to a cutter. Bryce Metz knocked away by Fairlawn. Jets down the floor. It's rough and tumble. Hickman is spilled. Foul on Bodkins. And that's the team's third right out of the chute. 6:36 to go here in the first quarter. Fairlawn 3, Bodkins nothing. We've got substitutions immediately. Josh Madden, 6'1 senior, on the floor for Bodkins. Trojans missed some height on this team. Actually, Victor Arribas at 6'3 is the tallest young man. Inbounds play by Fairlawn from beneath the rim. Is thrown right on the play to Drew Brodigan. And Drew at 6'3 muscles to the basket and banks it down to get Fairlawn a 5-0 cushion. We played nearly 2 minutes. Fairlawn with a steal, forecourt to her left. Quickly down the floor of the Jets. Blessing in the right corner. Dipsey doing the lane. Attracts a lot of contact. And he's fouled as he released the ball toward the rim.
They got a lot more energy tonight than they did in their first round game, that's for sure.
And a lot more energy tonight against Bodkins than the Jets had at the start of the first two regular season meetings against the Trojans. Foul shot, Lessing in, 6-0 Jets.
Well, they want to speed it up because they want to score in the 60s or 70s.
Right. Keyshawn Johnson on the floor now for Fairlawn. He didn't start, but Keyshawn is in. Second shot, Lessing up and through as well. Keyshawn Johnson, 5'11 senior. Bodkins with the ball right in front of us. Double team is on. 7-0 in favor of Fairlawn. A lot of contact right here at Media Row. And, wow, elbows were flying. Clamps were being put on Metz, 30 feet from the basket. Timeout Bodkins, 7-0 Jets.
That is not where you want to pick your dribble up on the sideline by midcourt. That adds technically two defenders, but you can't go up sideways, you can't go backwards. He was in trouble.
You're right. That's Trap City right here in front of us. Gaffney Furniture in Sydney. High-quality furniture priced just right to meet your budget's needs. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Gaffney Furniture in Sydney at 2600 West Michigan Avenue. Go to the website for greater savings coupons available there at Gaffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Gaffney Furniture for your dining and living room furniture, for your adult and youth bedroom furniture, and for your office and entertainment space furniture. Bodkins got a good driving layup by Luke Bergman as he streaked in from the right corner and rolled one down through. It curled the iron and stayed home. 7-2 in favor of Fairlawn. Keyshawn Johnson, right corner, into the lane to Lessing. Lessing powers to the rim from 7 feet away and hits it.
No thing you can do about that if you let him get that deep.
Here's a steal at midcourt. Drew Brodigam on the intercept. Down to Keyshawn Johnson. Broken up and stolen back by Botkins. Here come the Trojans the other way. The Scoopy-Doo in the lane, rolling off. No good, but a foul. Alex Bergman took it right to the cup. Fairlawn applying pressure, trying to speed Botkins up. Each team turned it over. Alex Bergman's got two free throws here for Botkins, which is down 9-2. 5:15 to go first quarter. Fairlawn Jets get a lot of mileage out of their first six or seven players. Fairlawn pushes it, pell-mell up and down the floor for 32 minutes. Trying to make it a horse race, a track meet. Foul shot is good. Drained by Alex Bergman. Free throw number two for him. 1, 2, 3 dribbles. Flexes the knees. Arches it toward the iron. Hits the back rim. No good. Long rebound, Botkins. Here's a three-point try. Around and out by Josh Madden. 6'1 sophomore. Couldn't get it to go. Fairlawn's got the rebound. Quickly down the floor. 3-on-2 break. One pass to Keyshawn Johnson. The trailer, Drew Brodigam, catches in the lane. It hits for two more.
Nice pass by Johnson.
11-3 in favor of Fairlawn, which is attacking Botkins down inside. Here's a ball fumbled out of bounds in the left corner by Botkins. Unable to stay with the ball was Alex Bergman. As Alex went to one knee, lost his footing, ball rolled away from him. He touched it last. Here come the Jets. 11-3 lead, Fairlawn. And we've still got 4:41 to go first quarter. Fairlawn's already in double digits. Nick Brodigam, 25 feet away. Behind the foul line to Drew. Look out, 17-footer, got it. Drew Brodigam hits a long one for him. Here comes Botkins, whistling their way down the floor, trying to beat pressure from Fairlawn. It's Luke Bergman skipping along the far boundary, and he was nearly shoved out of bounds. He was fouled. Common foul. Fairlawn second. Botkins has four. 4:24 to go first quarter. 13-3 Jets. Top of the circle, Spencer Euchre tries to pass back out to a teammate. Broken up by Nick Brodigam. He steals. Good discipline down the lane. Waited for Botkins' players to pass by. Missed the shot, though. And the rebound is off Fairlawn, out of bounds to the Trojans.
Well, you jump stop and then and go back up. He waited too long to shoot the basketball.
He was too patient. Botkins in backcourt. Six players behind the timeline. Now the pressure loosens. Ball fired in to Spencer Euchre. Outside the arc on the right to Bryce Metz. Cross-court pass Euchre into the lane. Little shake-and-bake maneuver, left it short. Got it back and laid it through. What a play. Spencer Euchre for Botkins. 13-5 our score in favor of Fairlawn. 3:41 to go, first quarter. Baseline right, Drew Brodigam. On top to Nick Brodigam. Left corner, Hickman. Skips it cross-court to Keyshawn Johnson. Wants to go baseline. And Botkins rips it away. Fine steal by Josh Madden. And it is ruled a tie-up. Eventually, arrow favors Botkins.
Normally, that's Johnson doing that to somebody else. Good defense that time by Botkins.
Right. 3:34 left to go, opening quarter. Botkins in backcourt against Fairlawn pressure. Midcourt on the bounce is Madden. Outside the arc on the left, it goes to Euchre. Euchre dribbles into the lane, lost the ball momentarily. He did lose it. It is Keyshawn Johnson on the run out. Makes a wild pass. Picked off by Botkins. Here come the Trojans to her left. Luke Bergman on the arc. Guarded by Lessing. Luke steps back, launches. Front rim, backboard, no good. Rebound Nick Brodigam of Fairlawn. He scoots down the floor with 3 minutes left in the quarter. Right wing Keyshawn lets it go. Three-pointer. Hard, no good. Drew Brodigam on the rebound, and he smashed to the floor. Let's see what's been called.
Quote, an intentional foul.
Botkins' player got the worst end of it, and I think the intentional foul is on Josh Madden, who clobbered Drew Brodigam, who had the easy stick back right in front.
The problem with that was an intentional foul, which I'm not sure I saw. But Metz got the worst end of the whole thing and picked up his second foul.
2 minutes and 58 seconds to go here in the first quarter. The official started to stroll to the Botkin shooting end. Drew Brodigan at the free throw line, a couple coming. 13-5 in favor of Fairlawn. Drew missed it long. Second one for him. Then the Jets will have possession. Apparently the official felt that Botkins was far too aggressive behind Drew Brodigan on the rebound, didn't go for the ball, and instead went after the body.
Well, there was a lot of bodies there, so I really couldn't see what happened. I know they both went down to the floor hard.
Second free throw, Drew Brodigan on the way. Good. 14-5 Fairlawn, under three to play here in the first quarter. Both coaches trying to go seven or eight deep and keep players on the floor as fresh as possible. Fairlawn inbounding right of the rim. Playmaker is Cody Kirchner. Kirchner looking on top to Nick Brodigan outside the arc on the left to Drew. Into the lane, Nate Lessing. One dribble, two dribbles, a little leaner, seven-footer, got it, and a foul against Botkins. Nate Lessing right now making it look easy.
Well, he's getting ready for his 10th point. Drew Brodigan has the other seven.
Nate Lessing drilled 32 and 25 in the two regular season games against Botkins. Three-point chance for Lessing. Makes the shot at the stripe. And it's 17-5. Fairlawn up a dozen. 2:40 left to go first quarter. Here's Luke Bergman. Cross court for Botkins. Spencer Euchre's got it. Right corner. Dribbles foul line. Leaves it for Cole. Opperman is in now. 5'9 sophomore. Scramble. Loose ball. Across the way. Ball hopped up into the first row. Fairlawn jammed it out of bounds. Botkins to trigger. Playmaker Josh Madden. Madden baseline right to Euchre. In a lot of traffic. Tight ropes the boundary. He was shoved. Common foul on Fairlawn. Jets have committed three. Botkin six. Fairlawn's in the 1-1 for the remaining 10 minutes of the half. Clock continues to run, Chuck. Ball is out of bounds at the moment. Finally got stopped. Situation where we should go to review and put about 6 seconds back on. There's a right corner jumper by Euchre, no good. Oh, what a follow by Botkins. Heck of a play by Luke Bergman. Dazzling make by Luke. Terrific effort. Shot was missed. Bergman came out of nowhere. And he zipped inside, caught it when it came off the iron, and he stuck it through. Boy, he was flying in space like Superman. Free throw, Bergman, short, no good. Rebound down to Fairlawn. Oh, what a great play by Bergman. Last trip down for the Trojans, 17-7. He couldn't complete the three-point play, though. Fairlawn ahead by 10. A minute 50 to go in the first quarter. Nick Brodigan tries to double down into Drew. Good deflection. Good overplay by Euchre. Loose ball rolled to Botkins. Botkins has the ball in the corner. Rotated around the arc to Madden, left wing. On top it goes to Alex Bergman. Running one-hander right of the lane. Hits it. What a play, Alex Bergman.
Tough shot right there.
Luke and Alex make two difficult plays in succession. 17-9, Fairlawn up 8. Minute 24 to go, first quarter. It was 17-5. Couple straight goals by the Trojans. Nick Brodigan head of the key. Minute 15 left in the period. Botkins zone defense. Well, as long as the Botkins stay within reach, head coach Brett Meyer will utilize the zone. Might mix in some man just for a change of pace, but predominantly zone. Here's Nate Lessing, long three ball, left side of the floor, 26-footer, bingo! Jets crowd goes crazy. Terrific first quarter for Nate.
Well, he just rose up over the defense and buried a deep three.
How many points for Nate, Chuck?
That is 13.
13 at Fairlawn's 20. Score by Nate Lessing. 20-9 Jets after the Lessing trifecta. 33 seconds to go, first quarter. Here's Spencer Euchre between the circles on the bounce. Still dribbling. Milking clock. Double team Fairlawn. Steal by the Jets. Then it's knocked loose by Botkins. Rolling free at midcourt. Blessing's got it down the floor to Kirtner. Down inside to Nick Brodigan. He's on the boundary, and he shuffled his feet. Action was too frenetic.
Yeah, nobody really had control of the ball that time, but by the time it got to Brodigan, he had no chance to catch that.
Neither team could maintain the pace of that sequence and control the ball very well at all. 17.6 to go in the first quarter. Spencer Euchre in backcourt for Botkins. Boy, a basket here at the end of the period would be nice for the Trojans. Outside the arc on the left, it's Alex Bergman. Ball lobbed down inside for Euchre, way over his head. Saved inbounds on the play, but Botkins Opperman right to Fairlawn's Lesson. Lesson catches at the timeline and lets it fly at the buzzer. It's no good. Fairlawn 20, Botkins 9 after 1. On scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGInc.oh.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Wachuk here at Pickwa's Garbery Gym. First of two upper bracket sectional semifinals at Pickwa High School tonight. Fairlawn Botkins game one. Jets lead it 20-9. We start play second quarter. Second contest, Jackson Center, Covington. Here's a baseline pass. Keyshawn Johnson down inside to Drew Brodigan. Brodigan had no one on his back. He was 3 feet away. Didn't know he was so free. Eventually shot it. By the time he released the ball, a Botkins player arrived. There was a foul, and Drew shoots two.
Yeah, there was nobody around him when he caught the pass, but he didn't know that. He had his back turned.
Drew Brodigan, Chuck, a real key to this team. We've already seen him make a shot beyond the foul line. He can make it from 10, 12 feet, likes that area, mid-post, but he is also very strong on the glass around the rim. Missed a free throw, made a free throw here. Yeah, Drew is Fairlawn's answer to these sizable post players in the area. Of course, the Shelby County League had the likes of a 6'7 at Fort Loramie in Siegel and a 6'6 at Jackson Center in Brady Wildermuth, whom we'll see in game two tonight. 21-9 in favor of Fairlawn. Here's a drive down the right side of the lane by Luke Bergman. It bounced off the rim, no good. Stuck back up and in by Alex. Wow, the Bergmans are playing well. If one misses, the other makes. Vice versa. Here's a pass broken up by Botkins. Botkins takes it away. Quickly down the floor, Madden. Lobbing baseline right to a teammate. Opperman, ill-advised pass, too high. Fairlawn picks it off, and then in his haste, Keyshawn Johnson palms it, coming down the floor. 6:50 left to go here in the opening, or I should say, yes, opening half, second quarter. 10-point contest in favor of Fairlawn. Josh Madden inbounds, top of the circle. Spencer Euchre gets a nice screen on the play from Alex Bergman. And then Euchre is grabbed at the foul line. Team fouls evening up. 7 on Botkins, 5 on Fairlawn. 6:45 to go, quarter number 2, 21-11 in favor of the Jets, who were ahead 20-9 at the end of the first quarter. Botkins cannot allow Fairlawn to get much further ahead than 10 or a dozen. Baseline right of the basket, Botkins to throw in. Playmaker Euchre, hands to Luke. Luke Bergman's double gets out of trouble. He's in the far corner. Now drives on Lessing. Again, he's two-timed.
Look at that fadeaway shot around the corner of the backboard. He got it to go.
That was
impressive
right there.
Super shot by Luke Bergman. I was saying no, no, no. Here's Luke Hickman, 25-footer. No, 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 but yes, yes, yes. Hickman and Bergman trade great shots. Bergman a two, Hickman a three. 24-13 Jets. 6:13 left, second quarter. In midcourt, Botkins has the ball. Here's Luke Bergman, fakes left, goes right, and fends off the blue shirt. Offensive foul.
What a 5-second call.
Oh, 5-second call. Was that a quick five, Chuck?
Seemed quick to me.
Yes, same here.
I was closer to thinking your foul call was a better call.
Yeah, that's what I thought. 6:08 to go, second quarter, 24-13. Fairlawn leads Botkins, which is in a zone still. Here is Nick Brodigan out high right, down inside to Drew. Drew goes to work. Boy, he takes a lot of body work from a couple Botkins players. Can't get the shot to fall, but he was bumped all around and is awarded two free throws. Yep, Drew Brodigan is a workhorse in the lane. He can survive a lot of contact. Important cog to the Jets tournament run. Shot by Drew, yes. 25-13 in favor of Fairlawn. That matches the earlier lead of 17-5 in the first quarter. Second shot, Drew Brodigan of Fairlawn on the way. Hit the heel, kicked into the right corner. Botkins tracks it down. Trojans attempt to save it. Ethan Butcher can't. Out of bounds to Fairlawn. Keyshawn Johnson will inbound at the end of the Botkins bench. Way down far end of the court, in fact. It goes to Lessing on the arc. Euchre comes out to greet him. Lessing to Hickman, 25 feet away. 25-13 Fairlawn. 5:40 to go in the second quarter. Left side pass to Nick Brodigan. Pitch and catch on the arc. Near side Hickman. Shot fake. Goes to the elbow on the right. Cross court to Keyshawn Johnson. And he makes a jitterbug move and is called for steps.
Sometimes he gets a little ahead of himself when he makes his move.
25-13. Fairlawn over Botkins by 12. Kirtner in for Keyshawn Johnson. Cody Kirtner, who started, back on the court. Cody, a 6'1" senior. Midcourt, Euchre for Botkins, dribbling. Kirtner guards. Ball thrown right side to Butcher. Butcher hasn't dribbled yet. Hangs onto the leather, 25 feet away. Starts to drive into the corner. Spins to the foul line. Hands off straight on to Alex Bergman. Head of the key down the left side of the lane. Left-handed half hook, 6 feet away. Short, no good. A clear out in the paint. Ruled against Fairlawn. Rebounding foul. Baseline possession, Botkins. Team foul, 6 in the Jets. Both teams in the 1-1 the rest of the first half. 3 minutes gone, second quarter. Fairlawn changing again. Josh Reck on the hardwood, 6'3 senior. Luke Hickman out. Botkins Trojans have Josh Madden out there along with Euchre. Luke and Alex Bergman as well with Ethan Butcher. Left of the backboard, Spencer Euchre peers in and gets it to a teammate, Josh Madden. Top of the circle, Alex Bergman dribbling foul line, picks up his dribble. Coming out to catch is Madden. Ball whipped down inside for the cutter, broken up by Fairlawn, goes out of bounds. Intended for Euchre. 4:58 to go, second quarter, 25-13 Fairlawn. Ball inbounded, right corner, Alex Bergman. Into the post, little turnaround, 7-footer. Yes, Luke Bergman got it. Went up against Drew. He was undersized, but forced it home anyway.
I'll tell you what, that's an impressive young man. I remember him last year watching him as a junior.
25-15. Fairlawn leads by 10. Ball rotated around the top of the key. Fed to Nate Lessing eventually. Good work against the zone. Bombs away, 3-pointer, bullseye, Nate Lessing. 28-15 in favor of Fairlawn. Here is Botkins dribbling into the top of the circle. Luke Bergman, and he gets a forearm shiver from Nate Lessing.
The only one they have with two fouls is Hickman, so they're still in pretty good shape.
And that was Fairlawn's seventh. 1-1 for Botkins. Luke Bergman at the stripe. 28-15 score in favor of the Jets. Free throw clangs off the rim. Rebound left corner, Fairlawn. Nope, it goes out of bounds against Botkins. It was not saved by the Jets. This is Fairlawn's biggest margin, 28-15, 13-point cushion. Botkins cannot allow it to get away from them any further here in the second quarter. We still have 4:15 to play till halftime. Nick Brodigam guarded by Euchre out near center circle. Left side, Kirtner. Now Nick, right wing Lessing. Lessing on the dribble. Against the zone, Drew Brodigam flashes through the post area. So does Josh Reck. There's a ball dished down inside, and Botkins spanks it away. Good play by Botkins, which comes up with the intercept. Down the floor to Butcher. Butcher back to the basket. Fell down in the lane. He walked. Butcher got the ball down deep. Neither team had crossed the timeline with all of its players. It was Butcher and a Botkins teammate against a couple Jets. And Butcher tried to back in low, just simply had a shoe come out from under him, and Fairlawn gets the ball back. 3:30 to go here in the second quarter, 28-15 Fairlawn. Nate Lessing, elbow on the right, squeezes his way into the lane, shoots it off the heel from 8 feet, follows and sticks it in. Nate Lessing, a dynamo on the boards. He's got a very quick first step and a high hop also. 30-15 Fairlawn. Timeout Botkins. 3:18 to go in the second on scorersbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really want to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
3 minutes, 18 seconds to go, second quarter. Botkins needs to make some hay late in this period, down by 15. Luke Bergman, midcourt, picked up by Lessing. Luke throws it right corner, Euchre. Euchre looks inside. Pitches top of the circle, Ethan Butcher. Butcher hands off on the play to Cole Opperman. Long three by him, caromed off the back iron. Rebound down to Reck, ahead to Nick Brodigam for Fairlawn. Baseline left. It goes to Kirtner, and now it's reset by the Jets. Nick Brodigam, three steps across center court, hangs onto the ball against the Botkins defense, which is still a zone. It's man.
They've matched up now.
They sure have. Yeah. One-on-one defense, man-to-man by Botkins at the moment. 2:28 to go, second quarter. Lessing top of the circle. Look at him spin. He ducks in below the foul stripe and hits a floater.
That's the hard part about playing man against Fairlawn.
And streaking the other way for Botkins. Luke Bergman applies the pressure as he bolts down the floor and near the basket. His arm is grabbed by Nate Lessing, who quickly in the last couple minutes is charged with two fouls. And head coach Justin Tidwell of Fairlawn might be advised to have Nate sit the final 2 minutes.
Well, he'll probably let him go down and play the next offensive series. They'll take him out on defense.
Well, Trojans not helping themselves much at the free throw line. Luke Bergman missed. 32-15. Fairlawn owns its biggest advantage, 17. Second free throw also long. Rebound Nick Brodigam, Fairlawn. Well, in a game when points for Botkins might be at a premium, Trojans had to score at the free throw line. Botkins not doing it.
They're 1-for-6 of the game.
Here's Nick Brodigam entering the lane. Outside to Reck. Passes up to three. Gives it to Kirtner. To Lessing, 25 feet away. Butcher on him. There's a screen set by Drew that frees Lessing up a little bit. Into the lane. Running one hand. Bank shot goes in. 34-15 in favor of Fairlawn. Nate Lessing is unstoppable tonight. He cannot be slowed down. Botkins has no answer. Here's Luke Bergman on the dribble, still dribbling. Into the lane, off balance, six-footer. Short, no good, might have been fouled, no call. Rebound, Kirtner, way down the floor to Lessing. Two more. Lessing's got another bucket. What a feed. Unselfish play by the Fairlawn Jets. Tremendous pass. A minute 25 to go, second quarter. All Fairlawn, 36-15 on scorersbroadcast.com.
High-quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Chuck, I think you can count on your little pinky the number of shots Nate Lessing has missed tonight.
I think the two that he missed, he put back in on his own.
You're right. He's good at doing that.
He jumps so quickly.
Doesn't he, though? Wow. Almost like he's got the aid of a trampoline or something. Minute 16 to go, second quarter. 36-15 in favor of Fairlawn. Top of the circle, Alex Bergman. Left corner weave to Josh Madden. Guarded by Lessing. Ball thrown to the cutter down inside. It's broken up by Fairlawn. Touch last by Botkins, and it goes out of bounds. 104 to go, second quarter. Fairlawn up by 21. Up Jets have put to rest real quickly here tonight. Any thoughts Botkins had of making this close enough for this contest to be a toss-up entering the fourth quarter?
Well, they turned him over too many times, and Lessing has just been a monster out there.
His own defense by Botkins has been put aside. They're in a man. Not guarding closely now, though, as Lessing milks the clock at center court. Leading by 21, Jets have possession. 36-15, 22 seconds left in the second quarter. Keyshawn Johnson, 40 feet away, still dribbling. Double team, loops it near side to Nick, down to 17 to go. Back to Keyshawn. And Nate Lessing is being held far side of the court, and the officials spotted that. Josh Madden simply had him barricaded. And Lessing's got the 1-on-1 coming up.
Well, you can get away with that if you're in the post, but you can't get away with it if you're in the middle of the floor.
No. Nope. I think all 1,000 spectators here at Garber Gym would have called that one. Good crowd. It's not full, but upper and lower section, both sides filling in quickly. Free throw Lessing, long, no good. He missed it. 8 seconds left in the half. 21-point lead Fairlawn. Here's Bergman, 25 feet away. Dribbles. He's doubled. Goes right corner of the teammate. Botkins may not get the shot off, and they don't. Second quarter ends. First half is over. All Fairlawn Jets, who are up 20-9 after one. It's 36-15. Fairlawn at the end of two on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, market. It's in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is Scores, broadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck here at Garbery Gym, campus of Pickle High School, game one of two tonight. Upper bracket sectional semifinals, Bodkins, which took a bye in round one against Fairlawn, which owns a victory already in the tournament. And the Jets are having their way with the Bodkins Trojans, 36-15 after two quarters. Our halftime report presented by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Thank you so much, Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Numbers, Chuck, on the stat sheet, all in favor of the blue and white.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, Bodkins is not shooting the ball badly. They're 7-15 from the floor. But they've only got 15 shots. They turned the ball over 14 times. It's missed all four of their three attempts, and they're only 1 of 6 from the free throw line. Fairlawn, on the other hand, 13 of 18 from the floor, 72%. Made 3 of 5 shooting threes, 7 of 11 from the free throw line. 14 turnovers, like I said, for the Trojans, 9 for the Jets. Rebounding advantage is Fairlawn, 11 to 8. Bodkins does have a 5-4 offensive rebounding advantage. Points in the paint, Fairlawn 18-6. There's kind of a key right there.
Yep.
And if you look individual scoring, Luke Bergman with 8, Alex Bergman with 5, and Spencer Euchre with 2. They scored 9 and 6, only 15 points at the half. Fairlawn, 3 people scored. Nate Lessing has 24, 9 from Drew Brodigan, and Luke Hickman hit his 3 shot. They scored 20 and 16, and they have dominated the first half 36-15.
Chuck, what often gets so overlooked regarding this high-octane Fairlawn team is the defense. Jets play very solid D, limiting Bodkins to a measly 15 shots in the first two quarters. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, that is outstanding, and they picked up 18 fouls. Lessing has 2. And Luke Hickman has 2, so they're not in any kind of foul trouble at this point either.
And Bodkins, as you said, has missed 5 free throws. At least one of those was a one and one, so that's at least 6 points. Bodkins right there is left out on the floor. And the turnovers, well, gee. Those turnovers are missed shot opportunities for Bodkins.
Well, they had 10 in the first quarter, so they did drop it a little bit in the second quarter, but 14 is way too many.
First 3 or 4 minutes, second half, very big for Bodkins, which must put a dent in this 21-point deficit right away in the second half.
Well, I don't know if they're going to come up with an answer for Nate Lessing.
Nope.
He's just too good.
36-15, Fairlawn leads Bodkins. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. 5 minutes away from the third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
It is Fairlawn 36, Botkins 15, about 3.5 minutes away from the start of the third period of our game. It's an upper bracket sectional semifinal here at Piqua. Now our LaCal Equipment student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com. We could not have gotten off the ground without the founding partnership provided for us by LaCal Equipment back in 2007. LaCal Equipment has been on board ever since here on scoresbroadcast.com and promotes student academic success by Shelby County student-athletes here on scoresbroadcast.com. And during tournament games, we make sure we promote the seniors who have been outstanding student-athletes for the two participating schools in this game. And for Fairlawn, numerous 12th graders, Nate Lessing, Josh Reck, Austin Matty, Nick Brodigam, Cody Kirtner, and Keyshawn Johnson, all 12th graders for the Fairlawn Jets. And for the Bodkin Trojans, just two, a couple of very good ones, the two Bergmans, Luke and Alex Bergman. All of these young men, outstanding student athletes during their careers at Fairlawn and Bodkins, respectively. They are under the spotlight thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in LA, California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to two underwriting sponsors in Rushi. Big shout-outs to the Francis Schulze Company and to Superior Aluminum, both of which came on board last March during the basketball tournament. Thanks to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. And in Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions. Plus, Adams Tech Solutions provides an array of customized promotional items for you, including mugs, pens, t-shirts. Adam Rice, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, and Wells Brothers Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service, call 492-9495. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a good long look at Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Van Bauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and in Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. And Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for even more savings. Take advantage of coupons at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Here we go. We start the third quarter. Bodkins Trojans with the ball down to her right. Luke Bergman, Alex Bergman throw it around. Now the ball is dished to Bryce Metz. Deep left corner, it's Euchre. 36-15. Fairlawn leads by 21 points. Oh, here's good ball movement down inside. Good rotation by Bodkins without possession of the ball at Euchre. who found himself lonesome on the low block right, caught it, but blew the shot. Tough break for the Trojans. Nicely executed everything but the conclusion of the play. Here's a deep three, left side, Kirtner, Fairlawn knew it was long, started running right after he shot it, but Botkin's got the rebound. It comes down to Luke Bergman. We played a minute, third quarter, nobody scored. Luke dribbles up the left side, picked up by Nick. Over guard, I started to say a foul on Nick, but instead it's a palming violation. Turned over by Luke Bergman. Winner of this game takes on the club victorious in game two, Jackson Center Covington. Jackson Center Tigers, a 4 seed. Fairlawn Jets, a 2 seed. Both teams in the upper bracket. Here's Lessing, catches the ball, deep right corner, came off a screen, fadeaway triple. That was about as smooth as you could ever see it from high school player. He caught the ball in the corner, Chuck, and swished the three perfectly, didn't touch the rim.
Smooth was exactly the word I was going to use for that play. That was impressive. And then on the other end, they just double dribbled and turned it over again.
Silky smooth shot by Nate Lessing. I don't know if Nate could play any better than he is tonight. He needs to save something for the next game.
I don't think he has to. I think he can do this any game.
After the turnover of Babotkins, it's 39-15 Fairlawn. Nick Brodigam, high post to Drew. Drew's not guarded. Gives it to Kirtner, left corner Hickman, high arching floater, 3-point land, yes. Hickman hits for Fairlawn. Blessing from one corner, Hickman the opposite corner. Brett Meyer of Botkins needs a timeout. 42-15 Jets, who are floating along, cruising in this game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookens-USA.com.
Our anchor underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, 175 North Stiley in Sydney, 15 South King's Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio region, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Here is Botkin shooting the three ball. It's a long one. It is rattling in and out. No good, tough break for Alex Bergman. It was below the cylinder, pinballed around, snapped out of there, and the rebound was stuffed out of bounds by a Trojan player, and Fairlawn brings it down. Botkin yet to score here in the second half. Here's Hickman, 25 feet away for Fairlawn, hands off to Lessing. Coming out to get it, Nick Brodigam, 5:40 to go, third quarter. Hickman gets it back. Now Drew, 16 feet away, goes high-low, down into Lessing. Good pass by Drew. Lessing caught it, and his body got crammed. Well, the clamps were put on him by two or three Botkins players. Lessing drew a crowd, still managed to reel in the pass. Couldn't get the shot very far out of his hands, but he was blistered by a couple of Botkins players. Free throw by Lessing, front rim, backboard, and in. And it's 43-15 in favor of Fairlawn. Keyshawn Johnson, Nick Brodigam, Drew Brodigam, Hickman, Lessing on the floor for Fairlawn. As Kirtner just came off, second free throw by Nate Lessing, also in. And it's 44-15 in favor of Fairlawn. And here's a steal by Nick Brodigam. Lazy dribbling by Botkins out high. Nick received a push below the basket. Two-shot foul upcoming. Luke Bergman got a bit lazy at it midcourt. Nick Brodigan swiped it. Then Nick pulled up just to the left of the basket. And he was clearly pushed. Didn't think the official was going to call it, but he did.
Yeah, he put two hands on him and shoved him. That makes you shoot the ball funny.
Two foul shots. Nick Brodigan up and short. Still a 44-15 game. 29-point difference. Largest in this contest.
Hey, when it gets to 30 points, they need to put in a running clock rule like they've done in other sports.
Yeah, no question. And I think a third of the states have a running clock in high school basketball. And if you implement it, start of the third quarter, fine. If you implement it when it happens, second quarter, fine. But I think you need a 30-point difference, and then you implement the running clock. Here is Botkins working the ball around. Down below the basket, Drew Brodigan stiff arms the ball out of bounds. Botkins will throw in. 4:52 left in the third. 45-15 Fairlawn. Too many early round tournament games, Chuck.
Well, there were some girls' first-round games that were like 80 to 10.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Just extremely lopsided. Here's a drive down the lane, but Botkins ripping his way to the basket. Luke Bergman a little off to the right. No good. Rebound by Fairlawn. Lessing charges the other way. A couple Botkins players in his path. He splits them. Missed the shot. Rebound out of bounds off Drew Brodigan of Fairlawn.
I don't know if I've ever said these words about him, but he might have forced that shot a little bit. And he didn't get bailed out by the official, and he should not have.
Yeah.
There might have been a little contact, but not on that shot.
Yeah, need a 30-point continuous clock. Quite a few states have got it. I think about a third of them do. And you stop the clock with timeouts. Of course, into the quarter, obviously. Maybe on free throws, although I'm not sure he'd even stop it on free throws unless there was an unnecessary delay or something.
Right.
I don't think he'd even halt the clock on free throws. Here's Botkins with the ball, 20 feet from the basket. Knocked away by Fairlawn. Botkins gets it back. Euchre in the paint. High arching floater, 12-footer, hits it. Nice shot by Spencer Euchre of Botkins. 45-17, Fairlawn leads. Took Botkins 4 minutes to get its first points of the third quarter. Keyshawn Johnson, 25 feet away, goes to Lessing. Between the rings, Hickman. Right side, Nick Brodigan. Now Josh Reck straight on. Near side, Keyshawn Johnson. Behind the screen, look out. He drills it. Three-pointer, Keyshawn Johnson. Everybody getting into the act for the Fairlawn Jets.
When you got a 31-point lead, that basket looks like it's about six times bigger than it is.
Yep. Looks like a wheelbarrow, doesn't it? 48-17, 31-point lead Fairlawn. Driving baseline right for Botkins as Euchre. Almost got called for an offensive foul as he extended the arm. Here's a loose ball at midcourt, though, knocked away by Fairlawn. And then Euchre jumps in late and is on top of the Jets player. Foul Botkins. 3:18 to go, third quarter, 48-17. In favor of Fairlawn. Botkins Trojans, 2 points in nearly 5 minutes here in the second half. Not the beginning to the final 16 minutes Botkins wanted.
No, they scored 2 points in almost 5 minutes.
Nick Brodigan on the dribble. Guarded by Madden, 30 feet away. Hickman comes out to get it. Near side Lessing. Checked there by Butcher. Into the head of the key, it goes to Reck. Now to Keyshawn Johnson. Foul line, wanted to drive, didn't. Baseline right, Reck. Oh, I think he shoved off.
There he did.
He nailed the 7-foot banker. That's because he created space. He got clearance by putting the arm into the shoulder of the Botkins player. Right call by the referee. 2:57 remaining, third quarter, 48-17 in favor of Fairlawn, which will play Jackson Center or Covington on Friday night at 7. We'll have it for you. Upper bracket sectional final. Steal, Fairlawn, top of the key. Botkins coughed it up. Keyshawn Johnson on the run out the other way for two. 50-17 Jets. They're pouring it on. Timeout Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
high-quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Garbery Gym in Piqua. We've got fans all over the four levels here at the Piqua Gym. Upper and lower decks each side. Lower deck far side is almost full, as is the lower deck on this side directly behind us. And fans have filed in up on top, too. Here's Botkins after the timeout getting a nice field goal. Running bank shot by Josh Madden. And here's a poke away from behind by Butcher. Oh, my goodness. Players go flying to the court. Incidental contact of Botkins' man spilled Nick Brodigam. He went down hard right in front of us. Foul, Trojans, ball out of bounds, Fairlawn.
Yeah, that he went down hard, but there was nothing dirty about it. It was just a foul.
No, it looked like, I've said this before, the first ever Fairlawn-Botkins football game for a minute. Keyshawn Johnson, 25 feet away, hands off to Reck. High right to Lessing. And we've got the official spotting contact down inside on Fairlawn. Botkins' ball going the other way, trailing 50-19, 2:05 left in the third.
Okay, if he put up two fours, but Brodigan's not in the game, so I guess they changed it to Luke Hickman.
Right. On the bounce, midcourt for Botkins. It is Luke Bergman dribbling. He's got Metz down in the right corner. Metz comes out to catch it, gives to Cole Opperman. Opperman off the bench, a 5'9 sophomore is Cole. Straight away Metz, left side Butcher. Butcher hangs on, fires for the cutter through the paint. Madden off the wrist of his into the hands of a Jet player. Lessing's got it, turnover Botkins. A lot of contact in midcourt. Butcher might have fouled Lessing, but he clawed the ball away. And then Butcher streaks down the floor. Lessing picks up foul number three.
Well, Lessing got absolutely jumped at midcourt. I don't know how they didn't see that.
It's getting a little chippy. Highly physical. 50-19 in favor of Fairlawn. 1:25 to go, third quarter. Hope, Chuck, this is one of those games where with maybe as early as 3-4 minutes left, we see the benches empty.
Well, I think we might see Lessing for a couple of minutes in the fourth quarter, but I'd be shocked if we find longer than that.
In fact, Nick Brodigam and Nate Lessing are out now for Fairlawn, which leads 50-19. Here's a ball thrown by Botkins into the post to Luke Bergman. He's got a man on his back. Another foul on the Jets. With 1:19 left here in the third quarter. And Fairlawn head coach Justin Tidwell to our left gets a timeout. 31-point lead Jets on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank business specialists provide custom solutions for every stage of your business. We're here to help your business grow from just getting off the ground to maturity. With more than 3,000 branches, we're here to guide you every step of the way. To get started, visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, both in Rushi. Anchor underwriting sponsors, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, 25A. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. And Sydney and Troy, Body Carstar. Botkins works the ball around, top of the circle, handled there by Luke Bergman. 1 minute to go, third quarter, 50-19 Fairlawn. Luke into the lane, back to the basket. He's hipped on the play by a Jets defender. Team foul six on Fairlawn. Botkins has picked up four. Baseline, left of the basket, looking to throw in. He is Euchre. Finds a teammate low on the right. It is snatched by Alex Bergman. He goes up strong. Shot's a little heavy. Rebound weak side Fairlawn. Hickman's got it. Right side of the floor. Knocked out of bounds by Botkins. Alex Bergman stabbed that ball to the first row. Fairlawn Jets in the road blue, white numerals. White Fairlawn across the chest. Botkins Trojans. The home white. Black numbers outlined in gold. Black Botkins across the front with gold piping. Keyshawn Johnson's got the ball in the left corner for Fairlawn. Bounce pass to Drew. Now Hickman comes off a screen, catches, doesn't shoot. Hickman steers his way down the right side of the lane, skips it cross court to Keyshawn. Long three, high archer, swirled around and came out. No good. Rebound tipped out by Drew Brodigan. Oh, when you get three-pointers from Keyshawn Johnson, Chuck, those are bonus points.
When he gets his feet set, he's a pretty good shooter.
15 seconds to go in the third. It's been a four-point third quarter for Botkins, which fires the ball around the head of the key. Cole Opperman left side. Coming out to catch it, Luke Bergman right wing. Drives into the corner. Reck gave him a bump. And that means Botkins will shoot the one-on-one.
You wonder why they're fouling at this point.
Yep, no need to. Just play good, solid defense. Keep your body between your man and the basket. One and one bonus situation for Luke Bergman of Botkins, which has not shot fouls well in this game, and they still haven't. That one lipped the rim and came out. And Fairlawn got the rebound as the quarter closes. 50-19 Jets over the Trojans here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
And here come the Fairlawn Jets starting the fourth quarter. Ball bobbled around in the lane, picked up by Drew Brodigan, and he makes a twisting move and walk with the ball. Fine call by the referee, 50-19, Jets over the Trojans, first 12 seconds, fourth quarter. Chuck,
well, they continue to shoot the ball well, 17-25 from the floor, 68%, made 6 of 10 on threes, 10 of 15 from the free throw line. Botkins shooting the ball well at 40%, but they've only gotten 22 shots off.
Amazing offensive performance by the Fairlawn Jets, very good defense as well. As Chuck noted, Fairlawn a hot percentage. And it's just not been Nate Lessing behind the arc. It's been several different young men. And Fairlawn has gotten some easy points, too, inside. Botkins Trojans get a nice drive down the lane. Alex Bergman to the rim, up and in with the left hand. Nice play, Alex Bergman, 50-21 in favor of Fairlawn. A minute gone here in the fourth. The winner of this game meets the team victorious in game two. Jackson Center Covington play following this contest. And that upper bracket sectional championship will go Friday night, tip off at 7. We're on the web online at 6:45 on Friday evening with the upper bracket sectional title contest here at Piqua. Here's a steal by Botkins down to her left. Trojans take it away. 6.5 to go in the fourth. 50-21 in favor of Fairlawn. Euchre drives into the right corner. Nowhere to go. Shut off. Picks up his dribble. Hits a cutter. Butcher might have walked. Thrown back out to Euchre, who sizes up a three and swished it. That was a beauty, a rainbow. 24-footer by Spencer Euchre, 6'1 sophomore of Botkins. He's going to be a pretty good player, Chuck. He already is a good one. He'll be even better by the time he's a senior. Brodigham headed the key for Fairlawn. Left side pass goes to Nick Brodigham. Botkins graduates two off this squad, only a pair. They're two good ones, Luke and Alex Bergman. Here's a running one-hander, a drive by Nick Brodigham up and in. Nick danced down the right side of the lane, shot the ball from a good 6-7 feet away on the go, and kissed it in off the glass. 52-24, Fairlawn leads, 5:38 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Botkins. Euchre catches as he cut through the paint. Foul underneath the rim against a Jet player.
I think that's going to be the fourth one on Hickman.
Yeah, Luke usually gets three or four, and he makes sure that the defensive player or the offensive player or whoever he fouls feels it. Nothing wrong with that. Good, healthy contact. Butcher, free throw line, Botkins, a lot of rim, good. 52-25 in favor of Fairlawn. We will go offline soon after this game concludes, then return online with a short pregame in advance of the tip between Jackson Center and Covington. That's game two here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Butcher, Cans, both free throws. Fairlawn has doubled the score, 52-26 on Botkins. 5:26 to go in the fourth. Here's Lessing driving, top of the circle, spin move below the foul line, and he scores. Making it look easy.
Well, he's got his average. Now they can take him out.
I think on that one play, Chuck, as many as four Botkins players guarded Lessing at one time or another as he made that drive, including a number of spins to the basket. Here's a nice post-up move in the lane by Alex Bergman. A Botkins soft shot, 10-footer, hit the front rim, kerplunk. It crawled over it and fell in. 54-28, Fairlawn in the lead. 4:46 to go in the fourth. Here's a drive by Kirtner in the lane. Hands off to Drew Brodigham. Short shot, hangs on the iron, comes off. Rebound, Fairlawn, foul, Botkins. Kirtner to inbound, left to the rim for the Jets. Keyshawn Johnson in for Nate Lessing for the blue and white. Josh Reck on the court for Drew Brodigan as Fairlawn goes much smaller. Keyshawn Johnson inbounds to Reck, far left corner. Whips a pass across the key to Hickman. Hickman in the lane, fadeaway 8-footer, good. Hickman on the money for Fairlawn.
That pass surprised him as he did a good job of gathering it back up.
Sure did. Excellent dish by Reck. 46-28 Fairlawn. Here is a drive down the lane by Botkins. It is Bryce Metz. Might have walked, not called. He missed it. Rebound Fairlawn. Quickly Keyshawn Johnson to Reck. He guns the three short. Rebound down to the Trojans. Luke Bergman in backcourt. 4 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Bergman dribbles. Deals right corner, Spencer Euchre. Spin move, he's cut off. Behind the arc now. Euchre picks up his dribble. Throws mid-post area, Butcher, who loops up a 10-footer. Bouncing, no good. Rebound Fairlawn in backcourt. Knocked out by Botkins. And it looks like Butcher for Botkins took a hand to the face. Wholesale changes for the Fairlawn Jets. Stephen Blanford is in now for Fairlawn. And also on the floor is Austin Matty. Those two have checked in. Matty, Blanford, Reck, Keyshawn Johnson Hickman. Matty, a 5'9 senior. Here's a long three-pointer by the Jets, Hickman, and he ignites this Fairlawn crowd with another made three. Boy, the Jets have shot extremely well behind the arc. Chuck, when you've got Nate Lessing going, playing about as perfectly as he can, and then the whole team shoots threes like this, Fairlawn is going to be real tough to beat.
Yeah, if they play like this, I don't know who's going to get them. Nobody I've watched in Division IV this year is going to get them.
No. Botkins counters with a quick field goal by whom, Chuck? Who got that last bucket?
Bergman.
Here's a quick shot by Fairlawn. No good. Rebound by Botkins. Run out the other way. On the receiving end of a good pass is Luke Bergman, who drops it in over the rim.
And it was Luke. I know there's two Bergman. It was Luke Bergman. He's got the last two baskets for him now.
Luke Bergman, four straight points for Botkins. 59-32. Two and a half to go. Fairlawn in the lead. We're in the fourth. Here's Matty. Right side, Keyshawn Johnson. Long three-pointer. Circled the iron. No good. Fine rebound in the lane. Missed on the play, but Blanford hit the back iron, came off. Here comes Euchre down the floor for Botkins. Okay, Keyshawn Johnson has made at least one long triple. He's had two dead center and come out.
Yeah, I can't believe neither one of those went in.
Here's Butcher. Foul line, Luke Bergman down the right side of the lane. Barrels into a Fairlawn defender. Offensive call. Keyshawn Johnson was set. 2 minutes to go in the game, 59-32 Fairlawn. Fairlawn on Friday night at 7 will meet the winner of Game 2, Jackson Center, Covington. That will be an upper bracket sectional championship game on Friday evening. Don't forget, tomorrow night we've got a pair for you from right here as well. Boys Division 4 action, lower bracket sectional semifinals tomorrow evening. Rushi-Houston Game 1. Rushi, a 1 seed, and Fort Loramie Triad, Game 2, Fort Loramie, a 3 seed. Here is Fairlawn, top of the circle, ball handled by Derby Corner, who's in now. Derby, a 6'2 junior. DJ Graves out there as well, a 5'11 junior. Down to 1:30 to go in the fourth. And Logan Jamison is in as well, 6'4 sophomore. That rounds out the five on the court now for Fairlawn, which continues to work the ball around. Here's a deep three, left corner, banked in. Wow. Austin Matty chucked in a three ball. Don't think he meant to bank it, Chuck.
Not from where he shot it, from there.
Almost extreme corner, somehow or other. He skidded that ball in off the glass, skimmed it off the backboard, and the place went bananas. Then Botkins quickly counters with a two at the other end. Two-point basket by the Trojans, again from Luke Bergman. Foul, midcourt butcher of Botkins. 53.8 to go in the fourth quarter. Fairlawn Jets, Chuck, have put it all together here tonight. That every single facet of Fairlawn's game has been, at worst, an A-minus, most everything an A or A-plus.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, this is a team that they played for the third time, so they didn't surprise Botkins with anything. They just played that well tonight.
Fairlawn Jets at the free throw line here, 1-1 situation. DJ Graves at the stripe with his team up 62-34. Graves spins the ball in his hand. Flexes the knees. It curls out to the right. No good. Rebound taken down by Botkins. Bryce Metz up the floor. Now Spencer Euchre. Left side pass, Ethan Butcher. Left corner, Gage Zimfer, a 5'10 sophomore, is in. Here's a steal at midcourt, but Fairlawn run out the other way. A little out of control, out of contact. Down below the rim on the right. Shot wouldn't go for Blanford. And Botkins comes away with a rebound. 23 seconds left in the fourth. Botkins Trojans will conclude the year 8-15. Here's a ball tipped out at the top of the circle. Fairlawn on the steal, 13 to go. Head coach Justin Tidwell of the Jets says hang on to the ball and let the seconds click off. That will do it. Game one is in the books here at Pickwa's Garbery Gym. Marilyn 62, Botkins 34. Jets in commanding fashion dumped the Botkins Trojans, who, as I said, wound up 8-15 on the year. 1-12 was Botkins against Shelby County League opponents this season. Fared pretty well outside SCL action, but did not in league play. As Fairlawn defeats Botkins for the third time this campaign, and the Jets advance to an upper bracket sectional title. Tip off at 7 on Friday night. The opponent, the winner of game 2 between Jackson Center and Covington. Here in just a moment or two, we will go offline, then return online with the pregame before the Tigers and Buccaneers. Chuck, who is our Clancy star of the game?
Well, on the Botkins side, Luke Bergman scored 14, only won his double figures. He had a good game. He's a good basketball player. So he is Botkins, Clancy's player of the game. On the other side, how do you not go with Nate Lessing? 31 points. Luke Hickman scored 11, and Drew Broderick scored 9. But Nate Lessing, 31, is the player of the game.
The Lancies on Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Clancy's in Sydney, Wapak Avenue. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Every player but two will return next year for the Botkins Trojans. Just a couple graduate, Luke and Alex Bergman, two good ones. But the entire roster after those couple players is back for the 2017-18 season. Chuck, a very misleading stat in game 1. Botkins shoots 50% from the floor, but loses this game by a final tally of 62-34.
Well, they were 15 of 30 from the floor. But you go on the other side, Fairlawn was 22 of 36 and 8 of 14 shooting threes. So there was your difference right there.
Great numbers. Fairlawn Jets defeat the Botkins Trojans. We'll go offline for just a few minutes, then return online with Jackson Center Covington. Rhett Gish is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee, Stats Color On-Site Engineering. I'm Jack Kramer. Seeing again the final score, game 1 here tonight at Pickwa's Garbery Gym. Fairlawn 62 and Botkins 34.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.